It's 21 minutes now to 8.
No, exactly. 100 years ago, 20 boys started an 8-day camping trip, which led to the creation of the Scouting movement. To mark the day, it's reckoned 28 million Scouts worldwide will take part in a variety of celebrations, including hundreds of Scottish members. The focus is on Brancey Island in Dorset, where Robert Baden-Powell started the first camp in 1907. But our reporter, Christy McCormack, caught up with some Scottish Scouts, past and present members, to find out what it means to them.
1, 2, 3. I promise that I will do my best to do my duty to God and to the Queen, to help other people and to keep the Scout law.
Young members of the 16th Glasgow Milton of Campsey Scout Group renewing their Scouting promise with the help of group leader Agnes Raybould. Scouts pledge to live up to the ideals of the movement and subscribe to a Scout law. And as Agnes and other group leaders put up a tent faster than I could brew a cup of tea, I asked the boys why they got involved.
We do climbing and camping and campfires and things.
We get to play games and like have campfires sometimes, and it's fun to go to camp sometimes as well.
I like setting up campfires and setting up tents and stuff, although I'm not very good at it. I enjoy it quite a bit.
Agnes Raybould is one of the many thousands of adults who volunteer to help organise Scout groups.
When I met my husband, he was a Scout leader, and he said, "Do you want to come and help? It's only 1 hour a week." And I said, "OK," and I'm still there 36 years down the line.
And what do you get from it?
Oh, gosh, a great deal of satisfaction, fun, pleasure that the boys are enjoying themselves, and I also love it.
The Scout Association claims to promote the physical, intellectual, social and spiritual well-being of young boys and girls. The TV presenter and former Deacon Blue member Doogie Vipond is just one famous former Scout who says it's had a lifelong effect.
Well, I was in First and Chinin Scouts, and I actually loved being in the Scouts. It was a great experience. The one thing I really enjoyed doing, which is something I still enjoy doing, is going camping. Because the whole idea of actually staying out in the tent, and when it starts raining, you can hear it on the canvas and all that.
It's the cliched image of Scouts, of course, sitting round the campfire singing Ging Gang Gully. But according to Doogie Vipond, those nights are crucial to a child's development.
The great thing about it is you learn adventure. Because a lot of these days, kids don't get as much adventure as they did in the past. You know, they don't go away and play on trees. They don't go away on their own and sort of discover things to do in fields. You know, our parents, and I'm a parent, you know, we tend to be a wee bit too scared to let them go. Within the Cub and Scout movement, you get the chance to be adventurous again. And that's a great thing, especially when you're young.
This is my newspaper articles about being on top of the world.
That's Carrie Gibson, Scout leader, looking at her press cuttings. This year, she became one of the handful of Scotswomen who've climbed Mount Everest.
There was local press and national press and about me eating ice cream, or wanting to eat ice cream, and eating yak skate steaks.
She credits the Scouting movement with endowing her with a sense of adventure and describes her moment of achievement.
Well, it was fantastic, although I was very, very tired. So for me, most of the excitement and the celebrations actually started when I got back safely to the base camp and advanced base camp.
Carrie Gibson hopes to use her experience to go into her local community in Greenock and show other young people just what they can achieve, and is perhaps allowed a little justified pride in reaching the summit of Everest.
The best bit, obviously, apart from the summit, was the fact that I camped at the highest camp in the world. So at 8,300 metres, I would be the Scout that's camped highest in the world.
Quite an achievement.
That report was compiled by Christine McCormack.
If you've been in the Scouts, or perhaps your children are, you can let us know about the experiences. You were making the point that it's still quite adventurous.
It is, yeah. And my son came back from his first camp, Cub Camp, wearing two pairs of underpants.
Oh, really?
And food poisoning.
Oh, really? Oh, well, you know, you can't have it always, I guess. 80295 is our text number. And, of course, you can email goodmorningscotland@bbc.co.uk.